Umar Abdullah, president of National Conference, opposes imposition of governor's rule ahead of assembly polls in Jammu and Kashmir. He is also against the postponement of D-Lit elections in the state. The Kashmir Committee, headed by Ram Jethmalani, is in Jammu and Kashmir to initiate talks with a cross-section of all parties, including all parties Hurriyat Conference, to find an amicable solution. Most political parties have demanded the imposition of governor's rule in the state for ensuring free and fair elections. This has been strongly opposed by Umar Abdullah, the head of ruling National Conference Party in Jammu and Kashmir.
Free and fair elections are the responsibility of the Election Commission of India. And if the presence of an incumbent government in place is a hindrance to free and fair elections, then the sad fact is that there have been no free and fair elections in this country since independence. Very few elections in India have ever been fought under president's or governor's rule.
Abdullah said stepped-up violence could adversely affect voter turnout. He also said that the international community should put pressure on Pakistan and separatist outfits not to give any poll boycott call.
If the violence continues at these levels, or God forbid it gets any worse, obviously it will have an adverse impact on the turnout of voters in this election. And for me to suggest that I can do something about this is perhaps stretching the realms of possibility a bit far. The fact is that until and unless we can use our security forces, particularly the army, to carry out intensive patrolling operations, put immense pressure on the militants that are already operating in Jammu and Kashmir to bring down the levels of violence, until we can put sufficient pressure through the international community on Pakistan to ensure that no formal call for boycott is given either from POK or from the Hurriyat in Jammu and Kashmir, unfortunately all these incidents will have an effect on the morale of voter turnout.
The minister also said that these troops could only be withdrawn after infiltration into Indian territory stopped from Pakistan.
Current deployment of army in particular is a direct result of the infiltration of terrorists across the line of control and border, and Government of India's decision to put maximum pressure on Pakistan through the deployment of these armed forces. The change of government or elections in Jammu and Kashmir will have no bearing on this overall situation. Government of India, when it sees fit, will decide to redeploy the forces that are in place in both at the border as well as in the hinterland. As far as the presence of paramilitary forces and J&K police is concerned, this has a direct bearing on the levels of violence. The moment violence comes down and we are able to get rid of the problem of terrorism that we face, obviously it will be my endeavor to reduce drastically the number of paramilitary and police forces that are in place in the state.
Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee has though urged all Kashmiri groups to take part in the elections for the Jammu and Kashmir State Assembly. Poonam Dagar, ANI.